I'll bet you this is Ronald.
Yes, sure is.
Hey, how you doing there?
Doing real fine, thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you on here. Well, we've got a couple of minutes before we're going to hit the airwaves, and I just want to make sure that, do you have a website for this book?
Yes, I do. It's the-end.com, or the-end.com.
The-end.com,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Okay, because we'll link to that on our station website.
Oh, okay, great.
How's it selling so far?
Been going pretty good. On the stations, when we interview, we're actually even offering it free, so if that comes up, do so. But
Well, I see, my thing is that I want you to make money on this.
All right, well, that's great.
You know, I mean, I don't mind giving away books. I mean, on the other hand, I know that Ann Coulter probably has a higher percentage of her budget dedicated to free books than you probably do.
Yeah, so. We just started in September here marketing, so.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're the pastor of the Church of God.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. And former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God. I'm just being very honest here. Do people consider you a nutcase? Is that how they criticize you?
I don't know. Some people do, but others respond. They're curious about what's happening right now. People have a sense that something's going on in this country. A fear of terrorism and so forth is coming. And so I get a mixed bag.
Okay, kind of a mixed. That's fine. It's fair enough, though. Because I've not known of you until this time, but that's why I thought you looked interesting.
Probably the majority probably feel it's crazy, but.
Hey, that's very good though. Maybe if you could explain perhaps the philosophy of your point of view of the church too. It might not be a bad idea, just so people know where you're coming from.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. And you want to be called Ronald or Ron?
Either one's fine with me.
Okay, I'll just stick with Ron's a little more informal. For
you bet.
Here we go. But you know, if it's going to be the end of the world, maybe worrying about your cholesterol is not something you should really make a priority. 7:18, 18 after 7. Is Mount St. Helens erupting? A sign of the end of the world, too. Well, maybe the end of the world as we know it. Joining us here on the KMED Newsmaker Hotline, Ron Weiland. Is it Wineland, Ron, or is it Wineland? I just want to make sure I pronounce your name.
It's Wineland, yes.
It's Wineland, and you're the pastor of the Church of God, PKG.
Correct.
And the former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God. And you have a new book out, which is called The Prophesied End Time. So apparently this is a real cheerful book that I'm bringing folks this morning.
Well, that's not too cheerful.
Okay, well, let's get your point of view here, first off, of your church and your philosophy. Could you kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of this?
Well, it just happens to be that certain events that are taking place with Mount St. Helens for hurricanes and so forth just happen to coincide with the time that is prophesied as far as the end of an age. Those aren't specific events. They're just a few of things that are going to begin increasing and becoming larger in scale, including acts of terrorism that are going to go in this country here. But it's something that leads up to World War III. It actually leads to the end of an age. Not the end of the world as we know it, but just the end of an age. But it does have a lot of destruction all over the world as far as human life and property and so forth.
Do you use the Bible as your basis?
Absolutely.
For this book, then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And why don't you take us through it? Was this a situation where you saw Mount St. Helens erupt a couple of weeks ago, and you're going like, oh, my gosh, here we go. Here's another sign. Are you that kind of a guy?
No.
Ron, you know, sitting around just watching CNN? Yep, there's another one!
No. I started writing the book about a year ago after a seven-year period of things beginning to be revealed about the end of an age and the end of this time. We're at the end of 6,000 years, which is all that God allotted to mankind to rule himself. And
we're at the end of the 6,000 years?
Absolutely.
And this is pretty much going to be it.
Yes. What's unique about the book is that I know people have said that things are going to take place, prophesied end-time events. And what makes this book unique and what I'm telling you is that this next year, especially over the next 4 years, but in the next year these things are going to increase as far as acts of terrorism, and also, and that's in the United States, also natural calamities, catastrophes, and Mount St. Helens and four hurricanes just enter into the equation of something that's just coincidental. Hurricanes have come and gone, earthquakes have come and gone, volcanoes have erupted, but these things are going to get closer and closer and of greater magnitude as we go along here.
Do you see the eruptions, the weather, the global strife as just part of the Creator's plan then?
Well, those things, again, as I said, they've always been here, but what makes the book unique is that over the next year, these things are going to increase in magnitude, and that's what makes us unique. It's predicting what's taking place, and so I understand people are going to listen to this and think, well, that's always happened, it's always been with us, but as the next year unfolds, they're going to see this increase mightily, and especially in the next 4 years until it leads into a third world war. And just like CNN recently doing a special concerning these crates that they bring to the United States, pull around the country in semis, they can only inspect about 1% of those, and the individual who was interviewed in Los Angeles, who's over the entire system, said it's not a matter of when, it's he believes it's going to happen. It's just a matter of if it's going to take place, and that's the kind of world we live in today, and we actually live at that time when those things are going to start happening.
Ron, I have respect for someone like yourself, you know, pastor, willing to actually, you know, stick your neck out, because here's the problem, though, and this is what a lot of listeners might think. They might think, you know, Ron, I'm a Christian and whatever it is, but you know, they've been predicting the end of the world or the end of this age for a long time. There is a long litany of various religious leaders that have said the end of the world is coming now. And I guess my question for you is, why should we believe anybody now? People have been proven wrong in the past.
That's exactly it, and that's just the point. I'm glad you mentioned that, because even in traditional Christianity, look at all the churches, look at all the beliefs. Nobody agrees. Everybody's different. So, you know, if there's one God, one truth, one way of life to live, why so many different things being taught out here? And that's exactly what's happening. That's why God's going to do this at the end of 6,000 years, because there's such mass confusion. Even Jesus Christ, when he came along, he condemned every religious belief at the time. They thought they were worshiping God, but the reality is they'd gone off base, and that's the way the world is. So when God begins to show mankind what is true and what is right, he's going to make it real clear that his time is over with, God's time is here, Jesus Christ is coming back to rule this earth. People aren't going off to heaven, as traditional Christianity teaches. God's coming here. Jesus Christ is coming here. And that's what the Bible teaches. That's what the good news is. It's about a different kingdom. It's about a different age.
Yeah, but would it be safe to say that some people maybe refer to you as a nutcase in some case?
Oh, absolutely. That's why when these things start happening, the nut part's going to be taken out, because God's going to reveal what's taking place. And that's why, you know, I put everything on the line. I believe this is taking place. I believe this is inspired by God, and I believe I have a job to do. I believe I am a prophet, And people aren't used to that. They're used to ministers, pastors, and different things and so forth, but they're not used to hearing anything about a prophet, because God hasn't sent anyone for nearly 2,000 years to tell them what's going to take place.
Is that true, though? In fact, one of the biggest problems I've had with modern-day religion is that all the miracles, Ron, were 2,000 years ago, right? All the prophets were 2,000 years ago, and it's been completely silent ever since.
That was to get things started as far as what was called Christianity. The sad thing is that in 325, Christianity went off course, and there never have been very many people who have believed God through time. He's only worked with a small portion of people through time, and people think because there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who call themselves Christians that it's continued on. But the reality is it hasn't. Just like I mentioned, people talk about going to heaven. The Bible doesn't talk about going to heaven. Jesus Christ himself said nobody's gone to heaven except he who's come down. And even Peter on the day of Pentecost tried to tell the Jewish people, no one's going to heaven. He said even David's dead and buried in the sepulchre. That's what happens when you die. You just go back to the dust of the earth, and you wait for a resurrection in God's time.
All right, Ron Weiland is on the show with us here. Ron, let me ask you this. You're a prophet. Does it really matter which president wins?
It doesn't matter, because whoever who gets the job is inheriting the problems. It's going to happen regardless. So this is the timing of it. This is what's going to take place. And
what do you think is the timeline on this end?
Like I said, these things, natural catastrophes are going to increase terrorism.
Okay, so you're talking about the next year then.
In the next year they'll start, but people aren't going to begin believing that quickly. But in the next 3 years after that, they will begin to be shaken to the core of their being, because I'm not talking about small things. I'm talking about tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands dying, and that's a horrible thing, but that's what's going to take place.
Ron, I certainly hope that, I know you consider yourself a prophet. I'm certainly hoping that you're wrong.
I understand.
I mean, do you hope that you're wrong?
Well, I wish that man didn't have to go through this. I wish we didn't have to go through this in this country, but it's what has to take place in order for God's kingdom to come.
All right, what do you need to do to prepare for this then, as you see it, from your point of view?
Well, the only thing people can do is begin to turn away. It's the age-old story of the Bible, is to turn away from our ways to God's ways, And people will begin to become believers as they see things happen in this country. God hasn't tried to reveal himself in the sense, except for minor things through time, in the sense through prophets and different ones, but they haven't believed it. He did through Jesus Christ in a very powerful way, but that didn't last very long.
Now, we don't tend to proselytize on this show. We don't do this, but I found this the subject matter pretty fascinating, especially given your...
Well, I'll tell you, I, 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 understand your dilemma. I understand where you are, and I feel badly for people when they start talking about some of these things because there have been so many crackpots and weirdos out there in the past, but that's why this book is unique, and that's why some of these interviews are unique, because I'm telling you that in the next year you'll see these things increase. And,
okay.
And people will come back and want to talk about this more. They'll want to have more answers.
Final question I'll have for you. What do you think will be the what do you think is the most, shall we say, illuminating aspect of your book, The Prophecy of the End Time?
Well, to me it's the excitement of what's coming behind it all, because there's a different
world.
You're
really excited then.
I'm excited about what's coming behind it. I'm not excited about what's getting ready to take place. I'm excited because man has to go through this in order to be humbled. This country has to be humbled. The whole world has to, in order to receive what, you know, is God's kingdom.
So the disasters, the war, and everything they get, it's not just to punish people. It's there's a purpose behind it.
There's a purpose behind it, but the reality is God, mankind has come to this point himself. God said that man would destroy himself if he didn't intervene. And this is just the timing, and it all coincides at one time. We have the power to annihilate ourselves. And when a nuclear war starts, what do you think China's going to do? What do you think Russia's going to do? What do you think Europe's going to do when a few bombs go off in this country and other places, and this country is brought low? Those nations are going to scramble for power, and that's exactly what's prophesied.
Well, I'm going to remember this book one way or another, Ron. I appreciate you being here. In fact, there's a website for it called the-end.com. The-end, right?
Correct. And if people will go to the contact page, we'll give them a free book. We're not, we'd be glad to do that. If they just don't go to the order page, you'll have to pay for it. But if you go to the contact page and just mention this radio interview and that there was a free book offered, give us your address and we'll send a free book out to them.
Hey, well, you're putting your money where your mouth is. I got to hand that to you there, Ron. And Ron Weiland is the pastor of the Church of God, former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God. I appreciate you being on this morning. The-end.com and The Prophecy to End Time. Once again, I'm going to hope that you're wrong on this one.
I appreciate that.
But if you're not, I'll remember this interview big time, okay?
Okay.
And remember, there are no, what do they say, there's no atheist in a foxhole, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All the best to you.
Thanks a lot.
728, News Talk AM 1440, KMED.